The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Oh, you're ready. I can tell.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Back in the saddle again. So you all don't know it, but we haven't been here for a while. And if you heard some repeats,
apologize, but they were good.
They were good.
Weren't they good?
And
repeats?
Thank you. We got some emails, and that was great. You mentioned some things that were on shows that you've listened to, and actually reminded us of things that we talked about that we have forgotten about.
Once we do a show, honey, it's gone.
And so, it's been good. This is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
Are we Stuff? We are Stuff. WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. And we are with you every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning. So get your coffee, get your whatever, and tune in.
WTBR-FM and WSBR.
That's FM. Our Lee station.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's just great that we have Lee. I just sent the link to my sister in North Carolina. I hope she listens.
Hi, North Carolina.
Yeah, that's Francine. She's my sister.
You know where Fayetteville is? I used to live there.
Why did you move from North Carolina?
Because I was in the service.
Aha.
I was on base.
Aha.
Aha.
She has served our country. Thank you for your service.
Well, you can sort of say served.
Okay. Hey, you did. You were in there. So, everybody, we have a quote of the day. I was going to read one, and then I changed my mind because I found one.
You could read both.
That was confusing. Where did it go? Yeah, I could read both. The first one is, middle age is when you can still do everything you used to do, but you decide that you will do it tomorrow. Isn't that the truth?
And old age is you forgot what it was and it doesn't matter.
I was going to ask you, what is middle age?
40s?
I think so.
40s and 50s?
40s and 50s. So
I guess.
That is middle age. Yeah, I can't find the other one, but it was... Here it is.
Oh, good.
Here's the other one. Before you criticize someone, you should walk a mile in their shoes. That way, when you criticize them, you are a mile away from them and you have their shoes.
I can see why that would be a little confusing. I mean, how do you get a mile away just as soon as you put on the shoes?
I think it's that you won't get hit. If you criticize them, you're far away. And good for you, you got their shoes. Because you were going to criticize them, so evidently you have an issue. And now you have their shoes, and you're a mile away. That was written by a guy named Jack Handy.
I'm glad it was written by a guy.
Yeah. I might have read that one before, but who remembers? Who knows?
Okay.
So...
the views and opinions of this program are those of its hosts, guests, or sponsors, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, sponsors, or producers.
Ouch. Ouch. That's fascinating. It's fascinating. For those of you that don't know, that's Bev.
That's me.
That's Bev. Is it AI or are you using an app?
It's an app. It's a recording app with special sound effects.
Yeah. And You don't repeat a lot of those.
I try not to.
Yeah. I don't think I've heard that one before. That one's creepy.
I have for you, not true or false, but a riddle.
Love it.
And I'm not going to give you the answer until the end of the program.
All right.
And it's only, let's see, I have two of them.
Okay.
Number one. I am a protector who sits on a bridge. Only one person can see through me while others cannot. What am I?
Okay.
Number two. Where are energy criminals kept?
Huh. We will repeat that at the end of the first half of the show.
Right. Or the beginning of the second half.
And the beginning of the second half. Yeah, we need to hear that a lot. Why don't you repeat it again?
I am a protector who sits on a bridge. Only one person can see through me while others can't. What am I? Number two, where are energy criminals kept?
All right. Now that your brains are on and they're pulsating and hurting.
Throbbing.
And throbbing. Let's do a joke.
Go ahead.
A man is struggling to find a parking space.
Yeah.
Lord, he prays, I can't stand this. If you open a space up for me, I swear I'll give up the drink. I'll go to church every Sunday. Suddenly, the clouds part and the sun shines on an empty parking spot. Without hesitation, the man says, oh, never mind, I found one.
Oh, my gosh. I have a question for you.
Okay.
If methadone is free to addicts because they have a disease, why is chemo not free for cancer patients?
Oh!
That's a burn.
Oh!
I found some good ones.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe that there could be some money found somewhere to do that.
You would hope.
Uh-huh. But we won't get into politics.
Nope.
Nope. So, you know, there are things that we waste money on, speaking of...
Lots of things.
The dinero.
Yeah.
Is it dinero or dinero?
Dinero.
Thank you. Buying name brand products. We waste money, according to this article.
Okay.
Store and generic brands have to be one of the most underused ways to save money across a range of products, from food to skincare to over-the-counter medicine. Chances are your local grocery store or drugstore has a store brand for them and sells a generic version.
Yeah.
Check the labels. In most cases, the ingredients are pretty much identical, but you don't have to spend the same kind of money that you would spend on name brands. And then they mention prescriptions. You can sometimes ask your pharmacist for the generic version of your medication. They should work just the same as the name brand, and you can save quite a bit of cash if your copay is high. Well, not really.
Good
yes,
advice.
That's right. Because if it's less than your copay, you pay less.
That's good advice.
Yeah. And I do think that many store brand products are made by, let's say, Del Monte.
Yeah.
Or
some name like that, some big name.
They make them especially for a store brand, but it's the same product.
Right.
Yeah.
But you also got to look at the store, because we have a couple of stores in town that sell the same thing and they're different prices.
Oh. Name brand product or store brand?
Name brand products.
I won't ever buy store brand green beans in a can, because I remember from long ago, they had a lot of stems.
Oh.
So
maybe somebody didn't realize what it was they were putting into the can.
I do remember noticing a difference. So I think you do have to judge, is this, you know?
Yeah.
Shampoo and things like that.
Almost anything will do.
Yeah. I actually heard this comedian that said that when he was single, he only used 2-in-1 shampoo. So shampoo and conditioner in one.
I do, too. That's a smart man.
He said it was the only soap he had. So he used it on his body. He didn't care. That's all he used it on.
It's a cleanser.
Yeah. So he got married, and now he said his shower looks like a beauty department in a store. His wife has all this stuff.
Yeah.
And he said he uses it. He said, I use it all. I go in there and I pick the thing for my feet and I pick this and I pick that and I use this and it's strawberry scented. And he said, the problem I had was she had this salt scrub and I used it all over my body and he ended up with a rash.
Oh, no.
And he said, so I've learned things that I don't use. It was like I think it was a foot scrub. So it was stronger, more rough than a body scrub. And he just scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed and couldn't figure out why his body was turning red.
How about maybe not scrubbing so hard?
Yes. It was really cute that he uses all the stuff.
Okay.
Yes.
You can be in favor of something but opposed to it being mandatory. You can be against something, but not in favor of it being banned.
I'm just so, my head is so messed up. What?
You can be in favor of something, but opposed to it becoming mandatory.
Okay.
You can be against something, but not in favor of it being banned.
Well, that's a mind twister.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I like those.
But if I think hard enough about it, it's true.
True.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of examples in my head, but I'm not coming up with any.
Banned books. If there are certain books that shouldn't be read by certain people. You can be against something like that if
yes.
it's going to harm somebody, but you don't want everything to be banned.
Right. No. Good one. Don't grocery shop when you're hungry. We've talked about this.
That's mandatory.
I did it the other day.
And it's true, though.
It's true. I did it the other day. I ended up buying fresh linguine, grape nuts, which I haven't eaten since 1972. I was trying to resist, but I broke down and I bought things that I don't normally buy and that when I'm not hungry, I don't really want. You know what I mean? Once you get it home and then you're not hungry anymore, you look and you think, why did I buy that? I did that once with okra.
Okra.
I bought frozen okra. This was way, way back.
You need to be tested.
And I never cooked it. It stayed in my freezer for years.
Oh, my God.
Because I was hungry and I thought, oh, wow, I bet that would be good with butter on it. Who buys okra? And
well, now you do.
Eats it.
Well, no, you know, you don't eat it. Okay.
Yeah.
I bought a whole box of donuts because they had chocolate on them and stuff. And I was hungry while I was in the store. And I got them home and they were so stale.
Oh,
and
really?
I ate them all.
With a glass of milk?
No, not milk.
Coffee? Tea?
Water.
Water?
Water.
Water and donuts?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You need to have milk or milk or coffee or tea. Water with a donut? You can't dunk it.
No.
No.
But you take a bite of the donut and a sip of the water, and it it stops it from being so stale.
It's mush.
Because it's kind of hard. And it there's like two layers of donuts in the whole thing. And they don't separate because they're so old, they get stuck together. So you have to eat two donuts at once.
Was there an expiration date on the box?
I didn't look.
Oh.
I still don't know.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me that you took the chocolate off the top and just ate the chocolate part.
No, I ate the whole thing.
Oh, how many donuts were in the box, Bev?
Let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8.
What?
So I had 4 donuts.
Because they were stuck together.
Yeah. Oh.
So... 2 donuts stuck together is 1 donut.
Yeah.
And you ate the whole box.
Yeah.
All in 1 sitting?
2.
2 sittings, an hour apart?
I don't even think that long. I was hungry.
I did that once with a box of devil dogs. I had a box of devil dogs.
Those are good.
And I went in, and I don't even know why I had them. And I got one, and I went in, and I had it with milk, almond milk. And I sat there, and I ate it. I think was watching a movie, and I thought, oh, that was so good. It was small. They make them smaller now. So I went in and got another one. And I went, well, that really is equivalent to 1 because they're so small. This was my rationalization.
Uh-huh.
So I went in, and I looked at the box, and I thought, I'm just going to keep getting up. I might as well just bring the box into the living room. And I watched the movie, and I ate every devil dog in the box.
How many were there?
I don't know, but I think maybe there were, I bet there were more than 12.
So there is a lot of hand-to-mouth action.
Oh, yeah. And they're so good. And you know, if you eat them within 20 minutes, you don't ever feel full.
What?
The 21st minute, you're dying, laying on the floor. Wait.
Where did that come from?
Because the message from your tummy to your brain, it takes 20 minutes for your brain to get the message, okay, I'm full.
That's a slow brain.
So that's why they say, eat slowly and you'll eat less. Because if you eat quickly, your brain doesn't get the message yet.
If you're hungry, how are you going to eat slow?
I know. And I'm an eater where most of the time I just want to get it over with because I have things to do.
But well, I don't care about that part. I want to get it in my mouth.
So don't grocery shop when you're hungry. So I don't even have to read this.
It's self-explanatory.
It's self-explanatory. So here's the thing. When I went into the grocery store and I knew I was hungry, I knew I was in trouble. When I was looking at the bagels, I don't buy bagels. I like bagels, but I never buy them. And I looked at the bagels and I, in my mind, had already purchased 12 bagels. And I said, stop. Don't think that. And then I thought, get 1 bagel, eat it now.
Ah.
Then grocery shop. And I didn't do that. So I did go through and buy things.
Did you get any bagels?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I bought a bag of cashews. I don't eat cashews. I eat cashews, but not normally.
They don't taste like bagels.
But I bought the cashews because I thought, oh, I will probably make cashew chicken. Yum.
Probably.
But I probably won't. I don't know if I've ever made cashew chicken. Maybe I ought to try it.
Oh, I thought this was something you did normally.
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I use the word normally in this case, but you know.
There's no normal.
Truth does not mind being questioned. A lie does not like being challenged.
True. True, and true, true.
If you're having to fight with somebody about something, it's probably not kosher.
Mm-hmm. Just don't lie.
It's easy.
Right?
And you don't have to forget, you know, what did I say? What did I say?
And then you do a different story.
Yep.
Yeah. It makes you look a little bit foolish.
Not at all.
And sometimes you got to suck it up and tell the truth.
Yep.
And accept the consequences, right?
I hope some of these are funny.
Oh, we'll make them funny.
Okay.
Hey, do you ever buy a snack at the gas station?
Sure.
Yeah. It says, do you ever buy a snack at the gas station, quote, every now and then?
Not every now and then.
The quotation marks are around every now and then. And it says here, every now and then usually means you just don't keep track of all the little snack purchases that you make on the go. All those bottles of soda and bags of chips and candy bars that you grab when you're filling up the tank or making a stop at the drugstore add up. Make a rule that you have to track all of those little snack purchases and you only get a small allowance for them per month.
But I make meals out of snacks.
Chips?
No. Donuts.
Get in the habit of bringing plenty of fluids and a snack or two with you whenever you go on errands or anything else that might bring you near a convenient snack-filled temptation.
Because you could faint and then you wouldn't.
That's right.
You need the snack.
Yeah. So if you were to bring a snack in your car to carry around, what would it be?
Not donuts.
It'd have to be something that won't go stale.
Crackers or something.
Like the little peanut butter
cookies.
Things in the...
Yeah.
In the wrapper.
Yeah.
Those yellow crackers with the fake peanut butter in the middle.
You got it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't eat those, but I like them. Yeah.
How does she like them?
Because I would eat them if you handed one to me.
Oh, okay.
But I probably wouldn't buy them if I got a snack in a convenience store, it would probably be a granola bar.
Oh, I'd never eat a granola bar. It's too crunchy.
That's the kind I like.
Nah.
You get it all over your car.
I like the chewy.
Yes, those are good. Like Kind bars. Those are good.
They're expensive.
They are. You know, they used to be... Wow, my voice...
Well, it's a good thing, too, because we were starting to go down the drain there for a minute.
They used to be a dollar each. I don't know how much they are now.
Oh, they're at least three something.
Oh, for one?
I think so.
Oh, man. Maybe you get a better deal if you buy a box. Maybe they have them in the dollar store.
I wouldn't trust them if they're in the dollar store.
I would. You know, it's so funny because when my kids were little and I would do their stockings for Christmas and I'd load it up with candy and everything... They would get candy from the dollar store, but the candy bars had a name that was similar to the real name, but didn't have the real name. I don't know. I'll make something up like Milky
Duds,
or because it's a Milky Way, or yeah, something like that. It would be, and my kids would always, Mom. Did you get these at the dollar store? Or it still had a little price tag on it, and it would say a dollar or two for a dollar. And sometimes they were stale.
Sounds like they weren't happy with your choices.
A joke in my family. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
We are not all in the same boat. We are in the same storm. Some have yachts, some canoes, and some are drowning. Just be kind to whoever... And help wherever you can. Even if it's a yacht.
Even if it's a yacht.
Yeah.
I was in Newport one time, and I was sitting down at a table outside that was overlooking the where the boats pull in.
Dock.
The dock. Thank you. And there was a yacht there. Because, you know, Newport, Rhode Island is
Beautiful, beautiful.
And
yes.
At the top of the yacht... was a girl in a lawn chair sunbathing and reading something.
She in a crow's nest type thing?
Nope. It was flat, a little bit flat, and you could see her in her chair. And I thought, wow, the boat's parked. Wouldn't you want to get off the boat and go shopping or something? But she was up there with her hat on and everything. And all of a sudden, this... guy walks by, one of the waiters from one of the little outdoor restaurants, and he's got food.
And
I watch him.
He takes it to the boat?
He goes in the boat, and he disappears, and the next thing you see is he's at the top, and he's bringing her food. And he leaves.
Now, she's in a bathing suit. Where does she pull out the money from?
She probably charged it, or they know her and she has a charge, or... I just thought to myself, what?
That is just that's decadent.
Yeah. Would you want that if you had the money?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't you?
No. I don't think so. But I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't hear you laugh. And I think, there you go. So you have to know that she's cracking up, but it's in her throat. Hear it? Okay. Okay. Oh, what were we talking about? Oh.
Yachts.
Those taking expiration dates as law. That's a way to save, to.
But they're not true.
Right. Don't take them as law. For some of the more perishable foods, expiration dates hold more authority.
Like eggs.
You know, eggs or chicken or whatever.
Yeah.
But you can usually tell this by the funky smells or the colors that develop when they go bad. But an expiration date on a food item isn't the be-all and end-all. Assuming that they have been stored in a cool, dry area, the most obvious case of this is pretty much any dried good, such as cereal, uncooked pasta, dried beans. Several foods that usually go bad when their labels say they will, such as raw meat or bread, can be stored in the freezer before their expiration date. And then you can eat them after the expiration date because they've been frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an online database that you can look up for the actual shelf life of certain foods and compare it to what the label says.
Didn't they say that the shelf life is actually just when the store wants to sell them?
That's what I've heard as well.
By that date?
I also think that maybe it's because they want you to buy another one.
Oh.
Well, remember when we had spices when we were younger? And did you ever throw them out?
No.
I didn't either. They went from house to house with me. They weren't. Because if you buy marjoram for something, what are you going to use it for? One recipe. Do you use that ever again?
I wouldn't buy it.
Well, I'm just.
Just in case. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
But now there's expiration dates on a lot of spices.
Well, they say there's something about the oils.
Okay.
They lose the oils and the freshness so that. They really do have an expiration date.
All right, I'll go with that. And I will say that I have oregano or parsley or basil.
Sage and thyme.
You want to sing the whole thing?
Hell no.
Okay. and if they're over the date, I'll know it because when I smell them, they just smell like grass.
Oh.
Especially parsley, oregano. It's not like fresh.
So that must mean they're gone.
Just smell like grass. Yeah.
Okay.
I like using fresh, if I have it. Okay. I'm done. That's it.
Funny thing about getting older.
There's nothing funny about getting older.
Your eyesight starts getting weaker, but your ability to see through people gets much better.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Do you find that?
I find that. And also, you're usually a very nice, polite person until you get older, and then you just get honest.
My father was like that. He was just honest, and he didn't care if it hurt your feelings.
Well, if you ask somebody, am I fat?
My father.
You're
was,
asking for them to say
yeah,
something.
My father would say it. Yep, my dad would say it. Right, Patty? My dad would say it.
Patty!
He hated it when when you'd eat over at someone's home and the meal was, say, not so great in his eyes, but if someone else raved about the meal to the host, my dad would say, "No, that's not the best cheesecake I've ever had." And then he'll say something like, "Why would you give that person false confidence and let them know that their cheesecake's the best cheesecake you've ever had when it's not?" he was awful.
Oh, my God.
He's like, I'm sorry. I don't mean to hurt anybody, but it's not good cheesecake.
Well, this is a segue to that whole thing because I have who would say what? Am I fat? If you ask a boomer would say, "Oh, you could lose a few pounds."
Mm-hmm.
A millennial would say, "Oh, no, you're beautiful." Gen Z would say, "We don't have body shaming here. Of course you're not too fat." And Gen X would say, "I know 5 fat people and you're 4 of them."
And we are going to take a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television.
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams.
WTBR.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Okay, now we have these two riddles, and you got to be thinking about how to answer them by the end of the show.
Okay.
And there's just two of them.
All right.
And for the next show, there'll be two
more.
There'll be two more. Yeah.
This is two.
Okay.
All right.
I'm looking for the page.
All
I'm
right.
Finding the page.
Finding
and
the page.
Page is right here.
Looking
here's
for the
page.
Two riddles.
Got it. I am a protector who sits on a bridge. Only one person can see through me while others cannot. What am I?
Man. All right.
Number two, where are energy criminals kept?
So are these answers going to be answers that will be followed when we answer them, and then you give us the answer because we didn't get the answer right, and we say to you, "Oh, my gosh, I should have known that."
No.
Okay. I'm out.
There's one that is, oh.
Okay.
And there's one that is,
oh. Okay. Okay. All right. Paying for cable. We waste money paying for cable. And it says here, cutting that cord may seem like something only super savvy millennials and tech whizzies can do without sacrificing a few of their favorite shows. But there are a bazillion TV and movie streaming services and other non-cable options.
Sure.
The quality and variety of which will only keep growing in the years to come. Pretty much any streaming service is cheaper than paying for cable or dish, and you don't get stuck with all the extra channels that you never watch.
Is cable expensive?
And still have to pay for. Cable can be very expensive. I know we got rid of it. We only use it for internet.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a Fire Stick. But I know there's some other services that you can get, and it's a lot cheaper.
Like streaming and Paramount Plus and all those kind of things?
I don't really know how it works. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is so easy.
I just know we have Fire Stick that gives us channels all over the country.
Oh,
so if we miss a show,
Mark, you've got a teacher.
I know. So if we miss Survivor, he can go look for, oh, it's playing in California right now, or it's playing because the time difference.
So we can,
we can watch it where it's playing somewhere else. I don't know technology. I don't know.
I'm not going to touch that with a 20-foot pole.
I just don't.
This is something that's kind of cute and interesting. The first three letters of Sweden and Denmark spell out Sweden.
It does?
The remaining letters spell out Denmark.
Isn't that clever?
Isn't that something? I wonder who figured that out.
Somebody who had a lot of time on their hands. It does. It works.
Mm-hmm.
That, who did that? Well, I know everyone's got your pens out. Hope, don't get your pen out if you're driving.
Okay.
Okay, here's another way that we waste money.
Okay.
Oh, you don't keep your tires properly inflated.
Oh, don't talk about tires. I have a phobia about tires.
Oh, so this can help you. Yes, some tires with too little, with a little too much wiggle room can actually worsen your car's gas mileage. Keep your tires properly inflated, and you'll save money on gas you didn't even know you were losing.
Set up
a regular alert on your phone or write them down in your calendar so you don't forget to check.
Okay.
What happened?
I'm just scared that it's going to flat on me.
Your tire?
Whether it's, I can't tell. Never mind. It's just, it's weird. It's just me and a phobia, that's all.
So if you get a flat tire, have you ever gotten a flat tire while you're driving?
Somebody else is driving.
Do you know what happens?
They call somebody.
The car starts to weave. The car starts to kind of go its own way. And then you start hearing the... And then you pull over. Yeah, you'll be all right.
And sit
just
there with
check
it.
Your just check your tires for inflation, like it says.
Yeah.
And for what do you call it? Tread.
I'm a damsel in distress.
Tread. I think what you do with the tread is you
put a penny.
Is it a penny?
Yeah. And if it goes past his head.
Yes, but what if the head's upside down? You want to make sure the head's up. Heads up. All right.
I am now at the age where picking up a hottie at the club means buying a rotisserie chicken at Costco.
Yeah, isn't that great? I love those chickens. I know you don't eat chicken.
Nope.
Boy, but they're good chickens. The fatter ones.
They are. I know.
They are. And you know what they do? They pump the air from the rotisserie out the front of the store. So when you're in the parking lot and you're getting close to the store,
you can smell that.
And I think they do it with the bakery exhaust. They pump that out, and you are starving for those things before you even get through the front door.
I got another one from Costco.
Mm-hmm.
I finally got to see my doctor on Monday and showed him the rash on my bottom, but he just ignored me and kept pushing his cart through Costco. Oh, well.
Keep going.
That's it. Please do not wear flip-flops if your feet look like you could swoop down out of the sky and snatch a dinner from a lake.
It's true. Sometimes I look at my toes and think, are my toes funny looking? I don't think so. Or am I just used to my toes? And I don't think they're the only toes I've been looking at. And are they? And then you see somebody that's got perfect toes, and And then you see the people who should not wear flip-flops. I think when we were kids, remember the little pointy flats?
Yes.
That we used to wear?
Yes.
I think that ruined our toes. It squished
it
our
toes. It possibly could. Yes, it could.
Yes.
I
and
agree.
Then I think I've broken a lot of times. I've broken my toes a lot, smashing them on furniture and, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And you don't go to the doctor because they can't do anything.
They put it in a stint or a...
I don't think they do that with toes unless you broke the bone right in half. I don't think I've ever broken it in half.
I don't want to think about
that. Okay, we won't think about that.
Thank you.
Okay. Paying full price for your clothes.
Who does that anymore?
I don't rarely. I try to find, well, I shop at, where else can we shop? I shop at Marshall's and TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
So it's already discounted, right? In a way.
Supposed to be.
It says some cities have really great thrift stores. For the pickier people, consignment shops. If there aren't any near you, you can find plenty of sites that sell gently used quality clothes as well as let you sell your clothes. And I think one of them that I'm thinking of is, ThredUp. I think it's called ThredUp.
Oh, I've seen that. You can do that online.
Yes. And if you don't like it or it doesn't fit, you can send it back.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. I think my daughter has used that. And you can sell your own things and build up a credit.
I want my hair to look like yours.
What? We weren't talking about hair.
No, but I just noticed yours looks really good.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Whenever you have something nice to say, say it.
Yeah, thank you, my friend. Thank you.
That's why I'm your friend.
Yes.
Because I say those nice things.
You do say nice things. Are we still on the air?
I think so.
Okay. Okay.
This morning I accidentally changed the GPS voice to male, and now it just keeps saying, it's around here somewhere.
Yeah.
Keep driving.
What is it? What is it, guys?
You can't ask for directions. You can't let another man be better than you.
What? Oh, you really meant that. Yeah. Or the call somebody. No. Get some help building that deck. No.
Where's the map? Where's the map?
Yeah. Or do you think we need to check with someone who knows how to do plumbing? No.
Oh, don't go there. I could do a couple of shows on that.
Oh, gosh. So I just for a moment, I want to share that I finally, for those of you who have ever heard me say I've tried growing broccoli for the past, 4 years, and I fail every time. I don't know what it is. This year, I was really careful. I put it in early because it's a cold weather plant, and it was growing. I didn't know that broccoli plants grow tall.
Oh.
And the head of the broccoli is at the top. That didn't make sense to me because broccoli is heavy. If the plant is tall and the broccoli is big, isn't it going to flop the plant over? But I started getting little broccoli tops on the top of this high plant.
Okay.
And I was very excited. And then the next day I went out and there were little tiny yellow flowers coming out of the broccoli.
Ooh.
And I found out that when that happens, you have waited too long.
Oh,
you should pick
dear.
It when it's green and it looks like broccoli. But it was small. It was only as big as a baseball.
That's a good size.
Well, it wasn't that. It was maybe smaller. Maybe half, maybe a quarter of a big, maybe a golf ball. I think it might have been a golf ball.
Okay.
But hear this. The flowers are beautiful and they are edible.
The flowers are
edible.
Yes.
And I had company. We had company and I made salad and I put the broccoli flowers, they're yellow, all over the salad.
Yeah.
And they didn't say anything.
Did they eat it?
Uh-huh. And finally I said, did you notice there were flowers in your salad? He said, yeah, I wondered why you did that. I said, those are broccoli flowers. And you can eat carrot tops.
You can eat carrot tops?
It's edible. You can put carrot tops in a salad, or you can saute them in a pan. And I have lots
of
carrot tops.
Wouldn't it be bitter?
I don't know.
You gotta try.
I should.
I know.
So that's a little... Today, sharing from Lynn's garden. Lynn's luscious garden. The garden's doing very well. Yeah, let's talk about it. So...
Freeze Mentos inside ice cubes and then serve your friend Diet Coke.
Freeze what?
Mentos.
Mentos?
Inside ice cubes and then serve your friend Diet Coke time bombs.
You know what happens, right? If anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, can you tell them?
Mentos are... You think you take them for your breath and everything else, but they actually explode. I have never used one myself. Have you?
I have not, but the museum a few years back had a thing, like a little fair on the lawn, and one of the things one of the men did was he had a bottle, a 2-liter bottle of Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And he dropped the Mento into the Coke.
Yeah.
And it was like a geyser.
Ooh.
It was really cool. My grandson was with me. He thought it was cool. He probably ended up doing it at home.
Well, one thing I'm thinking about because of that is, why are they for sale?
The Mentos?
Yeah.
I know. What does it do in your stomach if you drink Diet Coke and it's in your stomach?
Or even if you just drink water, doesn't that do something?
No, I think it has to do with the Coke. What's in the Coke?
Oh.
I don't know. Hey, if any of you know if it works on anything else, that'd be interesting to know. I don't think it works with water. That's why they're saying put it in the ice cube in the Diet Coke, and then when the ice cube melts, the Diet Coke is going to explode.
Right.
That's actually funny.
Can you see how painful that would be?
In your stomach or outside? In your stomach. Oh.
Well, it would go from the stomach up to the head,
wouldn't
it?
Yeah. Oh. So maybe the ice cube in the Diet Coke means you're going to drink the melting Mento and have it in your stomach to explode? No, can't be.
Help.
Hey, unnecessary laundry junk.
What's that?
This is what you waste money on.
Oh, okay.
Unnecessary laundry junk.
Softeners and stuff?
Softeners. Let's read it. Dryer sheets.
What's wrong with dryer sheets?
Toss them out. Fabric softener, throw it out. You need neither. In fact, you may not even need that toxic goop you put into your washing machine either.
What do you use instead?
Plenty of cheap and easy homemade laundry detergent recipes can be found online, as well as replacements for dryer sheets, such as reusable dryer balls. Or better yet, skip the dryer as much as possible and hang your clothes on a clothesline.
Used to do that all the time.
I did too. Do you do it anymore?
No. The dryer sits right beside the washing machine, so it's like, I don't want the extra trip.
Yeah. I liked hanging clothes.
I like the way they smell.
Line. But I would like to ask somebody. I do use dryer sheets because of static.
Mm-hmm.
Do the dryer balls, I think they look like fluffy tennis balls.
Okay.
Do they work? Do they keep the static out of your clothes?
You know who we're talking to.
Yes, we're talking to you. And if anybody makes their own laundry detergent, we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
We would like to hear from you and get your thoughts on that.
And because sometimes understanding what a woman wants is very difficult. It's like trying to figure out what color the letter 7 smells like. And but we still want to know. So give us a letdown.
I love it. It's so true. Sorry, guys. Sorry. That's just, you know, it's just the way it is.
Warning, I'm retired, mm-hmm. and I've got, I know everything, and I have time to tell it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know those people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Have you ever gone to Florida?
No,
there's a lot of them there. Yep. Mm-hmm. You hear it all the time. My father wouldn't go down to the pool because he didn't want to hear the old people talk. My father was 80.
He got a lot of spunk.
Oh, he was great. Yeah, he didn't want to hear all the ailments and the war stories and
sob story.
Huh? Yeah, because they're old, but he wasn't old. He was never old. So don't use disposable razors. Disposable razors lose their sharpness pretty quickly. They get clogged up with all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up buying them pretty frequently. But there are non-disposable razors that don't cost a ton. And once you've purchased it, you only need to replace the blade, which you can usually buy in bulk online for super cheap, but excellent quality. They're a bit sharper.
Is there a brand name?
You know what? Nothing here. But I know that there is actually, well, first of all, it says here, razors are not gender exclusive. A
True.
Razor's a razor.
True.
My husband, I think, is still signed up for this club that sends you
once a month
your
something?
Blades.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but that was pretty cool. And do you know what's really funny? If I cheat and I grab Mark's razor to shave my legs and clean it and everything, he'll know. Yeah, hell no. I think, I don't know, maybe we wreck the blade because our leg, I don't know.
Whoa.
But he'll say, did you use my razor? And, you know, I want to lie, but I say, yeah, I did. Don't use my razor. And then he'll throw the blade away. Well, because he figures I used it on my legs and.
Yeah, but your legs aren't made of asphalt or anything. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I use disposable razors. Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, I use them for a long time. I do. I don't need them to be so sharp they cut me.
No.
And a new blade, sometimes
will cut. Oh, okay. Yesterday, I bought a map of the world and gave my wife a dart. I told her, throw it. And that's where we'll take you for our holiday. This year, we're spending 3 weeks behind the fridge.
That's cute. And you saved money.
And you saved money.
And you saved money. So, hey, this is interesting. I'm looking forward to this one. You waste money by buying several different cleaning products and wipes. With a couple of exceptions like wood and certain upholstery materials, you don't need to buy a specific and often pricey product for every different surface in your home. It's easy to find recipes for do-it-yourself all-purpose cleaners on the cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Homemade cleaning products, it says, as well as homemade cleaning products for specific surfaces if the need does arise. So really, you only need one or two.
Right.
I have a lot.
Me too.
I have too many. Yeah.
The guy at the furniture store told me that the couch would seat 5 people without any problems. Unfortunately, I don't know 5 people without any problems. And now to the riddles.
Here it comes.
Yes.
Okay.
I am a protector who sits on a bridge. Only one person can see through me while others cannot. What am I?
I haven't any idea.
When I give you the answer, you probably won't understand it yet either, but if you think about it, sunglasses.
I'm a protector.
Who sits on a bridge.
Oh, the bridge of your nose.
There you go.
Oh, and what's the rest?
Only one person can see through it.
Mm-hmm.
Not anybody else.
Right.
So only one person is wearing them.
Right.
So sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
Where are energy criminals kept?
Don't know.
Fuel cells.
Oh, brother.
See, told you, told you.
Oh, man. I was so not with the bridge. I was on a bridge in my mind, going across an ocean or a river or a lake.
Yep, yep.
Trying to figure that out. I sit on a bridge. Man, do you have to think outside the box.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.